Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 10th of September 2016, and this is the 300 and... No, it's not. It's the 434th Mole Out Loud podcast, I think that's what it is. I'll have to check before I upload it. Another beautiful spring day. It was not at all promising this morning. It was very misty, and my daughter had driven down with her partner because they wanted to go for a drive around this southern area, and it just looked so gloomy. I'm hoping that they're really enjoying the way the day has turned out in this very unexpected way. I've been kind of moseying around the garden, which is incredibly full of weeds, but there are one or two little treats that are emerging, my tulips and some buttercups. And yes, I need to give them a bit of breathing space at some point. So I'm going to send you my tulips. They're so short-lived, really, over the year, but such a treat when they do come up. So I'm going to accompany this podcast with some tulips. I've had a writing day today. I had a writing day yesterday with Mole, but my week, as you have heard, has been quite interrupted. And I have someone staying, and as I mentioned, my daughter is down for the weekend as well. And it feels very difficult to focus on a particular task. And I was talking to my sister recently about the difficulty I was having getting Mole finished within a reasonable space of time, and wanting Murmurs to take its own course, because it just seems to evolve into something when I'm writing, and the fact that it's become longer than it used to be does take up more time, but I've been unaware of how to bring it back again. Because I quite like the way that it's developed. So we were talking about this, and she suggested that maybe I just kind of do a shorter one every second week and do a longer one every other second week. And I realised that was probably what I was doing yesterday, was making one that was a bit shorter, that kind of was not such an involved Mole story, and was more of a riff on a word. And as I came to its end, which was today, early this afternoon, I suddenly had this inspiration of how it would be as a Mole story, a more involved Mole story, and I was so tempted to kind of continue and do that. But I knew that if I did, I'd be writing it again until Tuesday or Wednesday next week, and that I wouldn't be writing my novel. And I really need to get back to that, because, you know, that deadline will loom suddenly, and then I'll be in a panic again. So I stopped writing when it just kind of came to an acceptable finish to me. And it was really interesting to observe that. It's almost as if there are three layers to the involved Mole stories. There's the research layer, and then there's a kind of writing that can become an arc or something like that. And then the Mole characters kind of chirp up and tell me how they would like to be involved, and how really they are involved, and that the story is as nothing without them. So it's interesting to have seen that, and I hope I may draw on it next week. We'll see how next week turns out, whether it's a slightly easier week. It's not usually like this last week is usually my lighter week, and my next week is my usual heavier week. A couple of fortnightly commitments that I have are in next week. So we can see about that. I do hope that you have been having a good day today, that you had a good day yesterday, and that the time that you have allows you to do what you want to do in the way that you want to do it. And if it doesn't, that you are able to shape what you want to do and the time that you have to shape it, so that they're not mutually exclusive, and maybe a rhythm of on and off is the way to go. A lighter load and a heavier load. A lighter in the sense of less time rather than less effervescent, if that's the right word. I hope you can do that, and I hope you are having a good day, whether you're resting or working or painting the town red. I hope you're having a great time. I'm looking forward to having a chat with my brother, who I haven't spoken to for a very long time, so I'm going to have a Skype with him today. Then with Michael Nobbs, two Michaels in a row. That'll be exciting. So, lucky me for the rest of this day. I do hope that you have a great Sunday, that all goes well for you, and I really look forward to talking to you again on Monday.